Hi, I'm Sam. Doug? Doug? Oh, wait, he's covering the storm right now at this location where we're at. Let's cut to him and check in.
Hey, everybody, I'm Doug, and actually, Sam's back on the boat dry. Little sit rep. We're in Ocean Reef. We left and we decided to come back because a little storm decided to spin up and become a tropical depression, number 19. So we're stuck. We're safe and sound, but it is a little sporty out here. Yeah, look at the flags. So anyway, Sam, industry news.
So on Mega Yacht News today, what are you doing?
Oh, Doug's not here. I'm here to fill in.
No. No. Sorry, Chris. So again, on Mega Yacht News today, the show management announced in Fort Lauderdale that they're going to go with the boat show. We'll see if that happens. Also, rules are being tightened for foreign owners on private yachts in Seychelles. So pretty much you can't charter anymore out there, so I would check before you go out. On other news, let's see how Doug's doing out there.
Ah, it's kind of blowing.
Over in England, Southampton's boat show got canceled due to fears of coronavirus, so don't try to show up. Also, if you need COVID-19 testing, we have a guy that we use in Fort Lauderdale. His company's named COVID-19 Yacht Testing. He does next day results. It's easy and fast, and it's valid for Bahamas travel. Okay, let's check in with Doug.
So, you know, I gotta admit, I feel a little bit like Jim Cantorn, but you know, without the tourists and the people playing behind me on the beach. No offense, Jim, we love you. But actually, fact of the matter is, it's a little sporty out here. The flags. It's a little sporty. Anyway, what else we got, Sam?
Yeah, Jim's cuter. Sorry, Doug. So this week in Crew Corner, our chef Chris is going to answer some of Doug's questions about the Michelin star rating system.
Okay, so like Sam said, this week in Crew Corner, we're going to give you a little bit of chef, yacht chef trivia. Now, my question to Chris Connell, our chef, was why do they call it Michelin star rated restaurants? Because in my mind, Michelin means tires. And this is actually a little crazy. Go ahead.
It does mean tires. The Michelin Tire Company invented the Michelin Food Review about like 100 years ago, about turn of the last century, to sell cars, because cars back then, you know, were rickety, rinky-dink things that fall apart. They're really expensive. Mm-hmm. So they had to convince rich people to drive them, even though they could take trains everywhere. So the way they did that was to convince them to go to these little restaurants in these little towns, and they made a food review guide of like, one star was worth a special trip. Two stars was a very special trip. Three was once in a lifetime, like trip, like worth going once in a lifetime.
So. And the Michelin Tire guy,
he presents the award.
That's insane.
To this day, like you can see the granddaddy of American cooking, Thomas Keller, getting awards, or Jiro from Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
So that was mostly in Europe, but then it came over.
Came
to
over
US.
Here. Yeah,
we have that rating
yeah.
here.
Yeah, we have that rating in New York, California, and Chicago.
So when you hear of a chef that's worked in a Michelin-rated restaurant, it literally boils down to the tire guy giving you an award.
Yeah, it does. It's a food review for travel.
Yeah, think about, okay, back in the early 10s and 20s, yeah. Cars were barely reliable. So the Michelin tire people came up with a rating system for restaurants that they reviewed.
To sell tires. Yeah.
So a one star would be like, yeah, it's worth across town. Two stars is like, yeah, you want to go farther. Three stars is like, pack up the kids. It's a long ride.
Yeah.
Use out your Michelin tires.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not like French cars were that reliable. We're talking about Peugeot making these cars.
That's a little bit of trivia. That's pretty cool. The Michelin star guide for restaurants, and is the one that the chefs operate under, is actually from Michelin Tires and the Tire Guide.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem, Kat.
Chris is a chef. We love him.
Hey.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's check in with Doug one more time to see how he's doing. Doug? It looks like we have a sound problem. Let's keep going. So, continue with Crew Corner. ID cards should be on every yacht. If you have an accident visiting a city or a town, these cards will help the hospital contact the boat and the crew members to let you know what's going on. It's more of a safety precaution, and every boat should have them. This is what ours look like. Okay, I think that's it. Let's see what Doug's doing.
Anyway, that's it. That's it for this episode of the boat. Whoa. Okay, everybody.
How'd you get here?
That's the magic of movies.
Oh my, I'm so confused right now.
Anyway, that's it for this episode of The Bottom Line. We love you all. We'll see you next week. I'm Doug.
And I'm Sam.
Ta-ta.